Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined in the studio today by the one and only Niche to talk about her new single, Bury Me. Hi, Niche. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Congrats. So, Bury Me is your first release in a while. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Yeah, it's honestly just amazing. It's been so long and so in the waiting. It was supposed to be out a little while ago, but yeah, I'm so glad a song is out. The song that I have on there,
yeah,
like, that I released ages ago, is like, I wrote it when I was like 15 years old and like recorded it when I was pretty young still. So
yeah,
I'm glad to have some new and improved music out there. So yeah,
it's very exciting. Tell us a little bit about Bury Me. Like, what was your story? What's the story behind it? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so Bury Me is a song that I wrote with Adam Newling, who's a friend of mine. We're on the same label. And we kind of just were brainstorming some ideas in his bedroom with some guitars.
Mm.
And we were chatting about how we kind of love songs that have kind of like sad and dark lyrics but sound pretty and kind of positive.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some metal that we liked. There's certain like metal songs that we like, and we thought Bury Me was such a hard title for like such a pretty song.
Yeah.
And so we kind of went on that concept. And when writing Bury Me, we really tried to leave it open for interpretation. But personally, I connect to it on a level of this relationship that I was in, where there wasn't much talk about boundaries or consent. I was forced to do a lot of things that were kind of out of my comfort zone a bit. But I feel like Bury Me is so like open for people to, you know, connect to in different ways. Just the lyrics are so expressive and people can interpret them however they want to and relate them to aspects of their lives.
It's a cool concept for sure. What was it like working with Adam Newling? Because you said he's a friend and a label mate. How was like collaborating with him musically?
It was great. We just kind of were jamming,
like
we just walked into his room, we're just chatting, and then we picked up guitars and we just went at it. He's just the sweetest bloke. Just the nicest guy. It was such a treat working with him. Like, I can't... Probably one of the best people I've written with so far in terms of just, like... It was just pure joy while we were writing. Like, we were just bouncing off each other's energy and, and creativity.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Bury Me, as you said, it's up for interpretation, but you related it to some your own very personal aspects of life, and listening to it, it does sound like that vulnerability, I guess, does come through. How do you like go about relating such a personal thing and sharing it into the world? Because obviously that must be like, it's hard, right? Like,
It's definitely a bit scary.
Sure.
But honestly, I find music to be just like my therapy in a way.
Yeah.
And I kind of, instead of, you know, going to see a therapist, like I should, but I don't. I'll just pick up my guitar and I'll just vent and it'll just come out in like a spiel of just like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just my emotional outlet. And when I was writing with Adam, I definitely was thinking of like as he was thinking of these different ways that the song could go in, I definitely was turned into the direction of relating it to my relationship, which more emotion came out in my performer, like how I performed the song as well, like especially towards the end. Like it kind of goes from like a sad, pretty thing to like kind of angry in the bridge a little bit.
For sure.
I definitely, with a lot of my music, which will be released very soon.
Exciting.
Yeah, a lot of it is just my personal experiences interpreted in a way that I hope lots of people can relate to. I really love the concept of people hearing a song and not necessarily relating it to my exact experience, but their own, and interpreting it in ways. I've had so many people come up to me at gigs asking about the lyrics and the meaning, and I always tell them, like, It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, connect it to you and, yeah.
Yeah.
Hear the lyrics how you want to hear the lyrics.
Ah, that's sick. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You released a music video alongside your single as well, didn't you?
Oh, I will be.
It's very soon. Coming out, yes.
Yeah, it was pretty fun to film.
Like, yeah.
With Charlie Pia. And yeah, it's just kind of like a little aesthetic, vibey video to go along with the song a bit. So yeah.
Fun. That's exciting. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly when it'll come out, but it will be very, very soon, I'm sure.
For sure. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Have you got any gigs coming up that our Aussie correspondents and listeners can be on the hunt for?
Ooh, I think my closest gig that I have coming up is start of May.
Yeah.
It's actually Brunswick Street Live. It's on the 11th of May.
Yes.
It's a free gig in the Valley in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like a little stage set up and I'll just be playing a set there. So that's my
closest
gig.
Yep. Yeah, that's exciting. Did you play Mountain Goat Valley Crawl over the summer as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How is that? I love Mountain Goat, yeah. That's fun.
It was definitely like the best band gig I've played so far.
Yeah.
It was so fun and we got to like implement like backing tracks and stuff for the first time, which was so exciting.
That would have been so fun.
I feel like, you know, it just has that another level of like creativity when you have like certain like patty like emotional things added to like the performance and stuff, and yeah, it was so good. I had a really a pretty good turnout. I wasn't expecting so many people to come and listen, so I was really happy with it. So
that's
definitely
so exciting.
My favorite band gig I've played so far,
for sure. Which venue did you play at?
Played at the Zoo, which is actually the venue that I really wanted to play at, because it's just like, it's women run and it's you know, it's a dream venue, so I'm so glad that I got to play there.
No, I love the Zoo, it's so fun. I saw Wax at the Zoo like years ago and got in like fake ID. It's like, I was so sketchy,
really?
But like it was so much fun though. It was so worth it. I remember me and my friend caught the train up to Brisbane because I live like on the Gold Coast, like south, it's like southern Gold Coast. So we like caught the train all the way up from Varsity to go to the Wax gig, and we're like so nervous that we were gonna like just not get in and like have to catch the train immediately home. But we got in and it was like the best gig ever. It was so much
fun.
That's
sick.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like the best way you could like sneak into a gig underage. Like,
I think so.
I don't know. It's like the best venue. I feel like even if they did catch you, like they'd just let you in. It's like the nicest people.
They're so lovely.
And Wax is such a sick band. I love Wax. I miss Wax. They've been, so bad. Yeah.
Bring back Wax 2024.
Bring back Wax, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. When can we expect new music from you? Because this one, you said there's more coming out soon, more in the works.
Yeah, so I'm trying to have a six song EP out by the end of this year. So lots more singles on the way. I think it'll be about another six-ish weeks until the next one. So, I think the next one's going to be, not sure what song it's going to be, but I'm really excited for this EP. I've had it written for a while now, so it's so fun getting it, like, finally produced and being able to release it soon, so it's super exciting.
For sure. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats on releasing
Thank you
Bury
so
Me.
Much.
It's a great song. It's a great track. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Have you got anything else? Any final thoughts? Any other comments you want to say to share to the listeners? Or
I don't know if this is a bit too, just like, I don't want to sound lame.
No.
But I just want to give a shout out to like all the quiet kids, I guess. You know, I've always been a very socially anxious person, and like ever since I was a kid, like I was super shy, super awkward, and I just want to give a shout out to those kids who feel like they don't belong and who are quiet and insecure, and like I feel like I just want to be kind of a person that's telling you like it is possible to achieve what you want to achieve, like you know, I for the longest time I felt like, you know, because I was so introverted and so socially awkward, like I wouldn't be able to venture out and do all these like great things and pursue music because, you know, but it's so possible even being an awkward person. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. You can definitely achieve your dreams in the least cliche, cringy way possible. Yeah.
No, not cringy at all. Great thing to end with, I think. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having a chat with me. Like, yeah, of course.
No worries.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on air. Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, that's so cool that I'm on radio right now.
I know. It's sick. It's sick. International radio, too. Like,
that's
across.
Crazy.
It's great.
That's the first time I've ever been on radio.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Yeah,
well,
that's insane.
Honored for it to be Radio 1. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm honored. That's, yeah. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you. It's been great talking to a fellow Aussie. I'm like overwhelmed by everybody here. It's like, yeah, obviously I'm in New Zealand, so it's like lots of people are are Kiwi here, but it's like, oh, it's great talking to another Aussie. But yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Niche. Her new song, Bury Me, came out last Friday. It's up next. It's a good, really, really good track. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. So yeah.
Thank you so much.
Course. That was Niche. This is her track Bury Me on Radio 1 91 FM. Enjoy. Hey, are you still there? Sweet. Well, yeah, that was great. That was fun. Ah, you were fine. You were fine. Yeah.
Deep in your chest.
Yeah. Yes.
In the backyard of your rental apartment, on the outskirts of town in your car, when there was no gas in the tank, we were freezing, and you buried me. If you're blind and I'm blind, then who sees it? Rest your hand on my leg for no reason. From my face, give me distance, 'cause you buried me.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.